Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We hope you will be blessed as you listen to this message. God bless you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thy will be done, thy will be done, thy will be done, thy will be done. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Are you ready to kill some giants? Amen. Tell a neighbor, say, I'm a giant slayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now you are aware that you are fighting some giants. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, if the Bible says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, it means that there's wrestling happening. And for most of us, the enemy has just been having a field time with our lives. But it's time to say, enough is enough. Tell a neighbor, say, enough is enough. Hallelujah. Somebody say, enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
Yeah. You do not have to struggle all your lives. You do not have to suffer all your lives. Are you listening to me? The suffering can end. Your life story can change. Today, not tomorrow. Tell somebody, say, today, not tomorrow. Hallelujah. So I'm praying for you. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I think it was Sunday evening or Monday morning, somebody sent me a text. I think sent it to me, sent it to my wife also, and broke my heart. And I cried out to God after that text. I said, Father, let Healing Fire Ministries be a church that connects people to their destinies. It's so important to me that you become the person you are born to become. Some years ago, I preached that we have to become like Jesus. It's our destiny. And one thing about the Lord Jesus Christ is that the Lord was born to be a star, to shine for all eternity. And if we are supposed to be like him, then we also must be stars. And we must shine. Tell anyone, say, I must shine. Wisdom, you must shine. Your life is glorious. God has big plans for you. Are you listening to me? Big plans for you. Your life must shine. You must become what God has destined you to become. So if there's anything holding you back, by the end of this weekend, you must be free.
Amen.
Are you listening to me, somebody?
Amen.
It's time for you to break through.
Amen.
Into becoming what you were born to be.
Amen.
Yeah. Some of us, you know, I was reading a scripture. One of the things I'm doing now, I'm busy making prayer scriptures. Because you see, the Bible says in the book of Psalms that God has exalted his word above his name. So what does that mean? When Moses met God for the first time, he asked God and said, who are you? And God said, I am that I am. So his name tells you who he is. And it says his word is above himself. So if I can get a hold of God's word, he must do. He must. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So I'm collecting some scriptures. I'm collecting battle scriptures. Scriptures that I use when I'm in spiritual warfare. And one of the ones that I bumped into is in James chapter 4, verse 7. Go there quickly. James chapter 4, verse 7. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, only you can satisfy my. Are you in James? James chapter 4 and the 7th verse. What does it say? Nandlala, just read for me. Just read it so that I can hear. Submit yourselves. The Bible says, submit yourself to God. Is it in your Bible?
Yes.
Then this is the part I like. Resist the devil and he might flee. Huh? He will. Not might. Not by chance. Not maybe. He will. Ha! What a scripture. If the devil is attacking me, and I just stand my ground, and I fight back, I am guaranteed to win. Not maybe, not by chance, not perhaps. You will, he will flee. Somebody, are you, am I in church or did you? Are you listening to what I'm saying? So I don't care how big the giant is. I don't care how great the giant is. I don't care how old the giant is. Your Bible, is it in your Bible, James 4? It says, if you stand your ground and resist, you are guaranteed to win. If you stand your ground and resist, you are guaranteed to win. If you stand your ground and resist, you are guaranteed to win. Is it a giant of sickness? If you resist, you are guaranteed health, healing, by guarantee. Is it a demon of poverty? Is it a giant of poverty keeping you in poverty? If you resist, tell your neighbor, say, if you resist. Do you know what resist means? It means you rebel. It means you fight back. It means you say, no, devil, not me. If you resist, the devil will flee from you. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Are you ready to resist somebody? Yeah. I love scripture. It's simple. It didn't say that if you fast for 40 days and 40 nights, just to say no, 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 enough is enough. I'm sick and tired. You have begun resisting. And you will flee. Just this morning, I think I had a dream. And I saw somebody taking something that belongs to me. Then I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, come here. And the person was like acting like you can't command me. But as he's acting like that, I'm seeing him, he's coming. But his face and everything is saying, you can't tell me what to do, but he's coming. I said, powerful. And I walked down and I went to him and I said, let go of what belongs to me. And he put it down and he left. Put your hands together for Jesus. You see, that's the devil. If he sees that you don't know who you are, you don't know your right in Christ, he will try, even though he's weaker than you. He can oppress you. He can make your life miserable just because you don't know who you are. Satan is a chancer. Tatama chance that guy. Even if he can see you are stronger than him, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. He knows, he can see it. But because you don't know, he will take a chance. Cause you to suffer. Cause you to cry. Cause you to be oppressed. Cause you to be depressed. All these things. So learn to say enough is enough. Amen. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
I don't know why. Am I talking to people who don't have problems here? Everything is A-okay. I wish I could have your life. Some of us, there are some giants that we have to deal with. Are you listening to what I'm saying?
Yeah.
One day, a certain pastor bought a new car, brand new car. And they had moved into these nice neighborhoods. And so every time when he was driving his car to church, there was this big dog, a German shepherd, that would chase their car. Woof, 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 and chase them till the dog gets tired. When they come back to church, the dog will say, "There's my car," and will chase them again. And the wife of the pastor will be so afraid that he will be locking the doors for the dog that is outside and say, "Drive fast, drive fast, drive fast." Every day, same thing. And he said one day he came back from church sweating bullets, sweating, tired. And as they are getting close to him, here comes this dog. Say, "Here's my car." And the wife was saying, "Drive fast, drive fast, drive fast." And then the pastor said he heard a voice. And the voice said to him, "Press the brakes." Someone say, "Press the brakes."
Press the brakes.
So he pressed the brakes hard. And the dog didn't know that the pastor was about to press the brakes. And he came and hit the car. And he ran away. Ow, 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 ow. After that day, every time the pastor drives his car, the dog will disappear. He wants somewhere to hide. And that pastor said God told him that from now on, when the devil comes after you, press the brakes. Don't run. Resist him and he will flee from you. I don't care what you are facing in your life. Resist him and he will flee from you. He will flee. He will flee. Your destiny is to resist. His destiny is to flee. And he will flee if you resist. If you fight back, if you rebel, if you say enough is enough, the devil will leave you alone. I don't care if that devil has been in your life 25 years. I don't care if that devil has been in your life from birth. If you decide to resist, that's your freedom. You don't even need somebody to come and pray for you. You don't need all that stuff. If you can just learn to resist. If you can learn. Most problem with church people is that they are too lazy to learn how to fight. That's why many church members will go everywhere. By the time they finish, they don't even believe in God anymore. Because you are lazy to just open that book and check for yourself. And to stand on the word of God and to say, "This is what God's word says. I'm standing on it." If you learn to do that thing, I tell you, your life will start. I mean, there'll be peace in your life. There'll be victory in your life. You know, one day I woke up in the morning and I did my praying. When I finished praying, there was so much joy. As I was working, I was so happy. So happy. Is it? Are you not tired of being sad? Are you not tired of always being tired? Are you not tired of always crying? I don't know about you, but I'm tired. I'd rather be happy. I'd rather enjoy my life. This life is short. It's not forever. I'd rather go in this life being happy. I don't know if I'm talking to somebody. Lord Jesus, have mercy on us. Resist him and he will what? He will flee from you. If that's all you remember today, already your breakthrough is on its way.
Amen.
That my life doesn't have to be like this forever. It can change. It can change. It can change. Till I never say your life can change for the better. Yeah. Don't you remember the Bible says that God is not... the scripture ran away from me. He's not a respecter of persons. What does that mean? God doesn't say, Nontlantla, you look like, okay, I can work like, Mahlatsi, no, you don't look like. No, God is not like that. He loves all of us the same. He's willing to take all of us to the highest heights if we are willing. He loves you. So much. So much. You know, every time there's something I've been asking God and I still don't have an answer. You see, God is in heaven now. The Bible says that his throne is in heaven and the earth is his what? his footstool. But in the book of Revelation, the Bible says that God will come to earth and live amongst us. I say, I don't understand that one, Lord. Amen. It should be that we go live with you forever. But he's going to come here. You see, God loves us so much that he just wants to be around you and me. He cares for you. He's your God. He's your Father. He loves you dearly. So if you can just learn to start using his word. Many years ago, one thing I learned about God is that he never lowers his standards for anyone. Did you hear me say that he loves you? As much as he loves you, so much. If you don't pray and you are suffering, nothing will happen. As much as he loves you. As much as he cares for you. But there are things that you and I have to do. And we have to resist. Someone say, from today I will resist the devil. I'll start rebelling against that guy. Now how do you know when giants are in your life? Number one, when you notice reoccurring problems, then you know you're fighting a giant. Come with me to John chapter 4, quickly. John chapter 4, from verse 16. John chapter 4, we'll be reading from verse 16. Someone say, reoccurring problems. Yeah. Are we in John chapter 4? The Bible says, Jesus said unto her, remember the story where Jesus said, I must pass by Samaria. And he was sitting by the well and a woman came and he asked for water. So this is the conversation. Jesus said unto her, go call your husband and come here. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that sayest thou truly. Hallelujah. Ish. Kosiam. Jesus. This poor lady, she will enter into a relationship, she will fall in love, the guy will marry her, but it never ever is forever, forever. I don't know whether the husbands are dying or the husbands are divorcing her, but she had the first one, and whatever happened, then she had the second one. Then whatever happened, then she had the third one. Then whatever happened, then she had the fourth one. Then she had the fifth one. And now she was in the process of getting number six. Imagine in a lifetime, five husbands. It's a serial problem. Reoccurring. There are people who have such problems. And the reason why you have such problems is the giants are fighting you. That's why I always tell people, pray before you get married. Some relationships, when you enter into them, is a death sentence. Ooh, I'm in love. But now I'm a six packs. Oh, Jesus. I'm in love. But you don't know, it's a death sentence. You don't know that you are number six. Five have died. And your story will be the same. The minute you say, I love you, let's get married, your expiry date comes on you. Someone say, giants. Yeah. There are literally people who are facing such problems in their lives. They are in a cycle that never ends. Same problem over and over and over and over again. Someone say over and over and over again. You must understand, it's not that something is wrong with you. There's a giant that is busy bullying you, oppressing you, harassing you, trying to make you less than a carpet. If you are here and you notice in your life that there is something that keeps repeating itself, no matter what I do, no matter what I try, I just keep having the same problem. Know that something is fighting you. It's not you. It's not you. There is something that has attached itself to you and causing you to have the same problem over and over and over again. And so you must resist. When you look at your life and realize that, hey, there's a cycle here. Cycle. Some people, no matter what they do, they fail. You study. You see, there's people who fail because they don't study. But there are people who, they study, they do everything, but failure, we were singing, favor is my name. Them failure is their name. They don't know that there's a giant. So if you notice such a pattern, you are in a war. And you better start rebelling. Otherwise, your life is just a murdering machine for Satan. Satan starts using your life to destroy people. Because you're not noticing the cycle and you're not rebelling against it. Am I still in church? Your faces are now looking serious. Tell your neighbor, say smile. All is well, my neighbor. All is well. Hey. One time there's a lady that came to our church and she said, Pastor, every time I enter into a relationship that looks like it's going to marriage, something just happens. Something just happens. Whenever it looks like marriage is nearby, something just happens. Everything just gets scrambled. A problem that keeps coming, keeps coming, keeps coming, keeps coming. Somebody say, enough is enough. Yeah. And I don't care how long you've been fighting or in the same thing, you can be free. Amen. You can be. Amen. Because you know, some of us, we accept that this is our situation. Amen. Don't accept it. Amen. The devil is happy when you've given up. When you have accepted it. That, hi, because I'm kilipopota na lamudim. You are struggling and you are saying, wait, kiss capsule some of them. Give up here, retiring. Your mouth like retiring. Better stand up and rebel. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, any reoccurring issue in your life, I end that cycle now in Jesus' name. Amen. I say I end it now in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible says, and they overcame him with the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. I decree the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus in your life. And as the Father over you and as your pastor and a shepherd, I command it is over. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Someone say it's over. It's over. It's over. I can't hear you say it's over. It's over.
Kata parabashata. To parabashata. It's over.
Never again, not my life. Never again, not my life. Never again, not my life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Mali parabashandiri bakarianda. Ramanda rabala. Number two. When you notice transgenerational issues. Someone say transgenerational. Transgenerational means acting across multiple generations. So, three brothers, come quickly, quickly, all three of you. Just stand in a line facing the congregation. You find that I have a problem, and this is my son. I have a problem, and then over time, the problem I have, he starts having it. And over time, this is his son, he starts having it. And over time, this is his son, or even though it doesn't look, then he starts having it. It's a problem that is moving from generation to generation. Same thing. Thank you, brothers. Put your hands together for them. Now, when you get home, go and read chapter 14. Hallelujah. Now, God had promised Abraham that I'm going to give your children a land flowing with milk and honey. Are you listening to me? Beautiful land. They're going to be blessed. So God said to him, but they're going to be slaves for 400 years first. After 400 years, then I'll take them to this promised land. So they went, the long story short, they went to Egypt. They were in Egypt for 400 years. Then after 430 years, God took them out of Egypt. Are you still with me? Amen. Now when they were on their way to the promised land, they begged Moses and said to Moses, Mr. Moses, before we go start fighting the people that are there, can we go and spy out the land and check what is there? So Moses said, okay, go and check. And the Bible says that they checked for 40 days, just spying out the land, checking who lives where, what is in this land, what type of people are here. Then the Bible says that, and the Anaks were there. Someone say Anaks. Anaks is another type of giant. It's a giant. So they saw giants in the land. So the Bible says that they told Moses, we can't take this land. Because those guys, when we are standing next to them, we feel like grasshoppers to them. And indeed, we also, they, when they look at us, they see grasshoppers. Because these guys, giants were huge. Proper big. I listen to me. When that happened, God became angry with them. And God said, you know what? You are going to wander here for 40 years. And then after 40 years, it is your children that are going to go take that land. You see, the giants are going to possess what belongs to you for as long as you don't resist. Because God still wants to give you the land. If you don't go and fight, then it will be your children who has to fight. If they don't fight, then it will be their children's children. It's just a cycle that doesn't end from generation to generation. But the giants are there. And they will be there until someone resists. So a problem that you see, that your grandfather had the same problem. Your father has the same problem. Now you are having the same problem. And you are starting to notice it in your children. There's a giant monitoring your family. And everybody will suffer. Because these things are bullies and they are tyrants. I listen to me, somebody. When you see such a pattern, one of my church members came to me and said, Pastor, I just noticed something. He said, in my family, once you turn 50, you die. And she started noticing her brothers and sisters, when they turn 50, die. 10, 50, die. 10, 50, die. Ish. Satan has no heart. You turn 50, you die. You turn 50, you die. So as you're noticing that you're getting closer to 50, hey. But by the grace of God, that lady, I think she has passed 50 now, and she is still alive by the grace of God. She's the first one who has actually crossed it, and nothing has happened to her. Are you listening to me, somebody? Yeah. Are you noticing a pattern in your family, in your sisters, in your brothers, in your parents, in your grandparents? There's a giant. You must fight. It's a family, nobody ever gets married. Nobody. Nobody actually, it's a wedding day, it's a wedding day, by a shutter now, with nobody. There's a giant. Someone said there's a giant. Yeah. You must resist. You must fight. Be the first one. Amen. Tell your neighbor, say, I'll be the first one. Even if they are dying, I will live. If they are not marrying, I will marry. If they are struggling, me, I will not struggle. If they are poor, I will not be poor. You must resist. We must sing more songs like Favor is My Name, because it's a confession of faith. That I will walk in the favor of God all the days of my life. I don't care who's what, who's who, my grandfather, my uncle, I don't care. As for me, I enjoy God's blessings. As for me, I enjoy God's favor. As for me, I enjoy God's grace. As for me, I enjoy God's love. Ah, as for me, I will not be the same as everybody else. My story is different. I am changing the story of this family. My children will not go through the same thing. Never, never. I resist it. I rebel against this thing. I rebel. Many families from generation to generation, there's nobody to rebel. And sometimes they even make the situation worse by going to the wrong places. I'll never forget, there's a lady who brought a child to our church. The left face looked deformed. You understand deformed? It looks, I don't know how to explain. And so after church, my wife and I went to visit. And the lady said, this child was normal. But all of a sudden, every 5 minutes, he will do this. And while she was talking, the child did it in front of us. Oh, it was scary. When I saw the problem, I said, lady, we can't pray now. I told my wife, let's go seek God before we can pray about this issue. And I remember where exactly we were praying. And I just felt in my spirit, I called my wife, I held her hands, and I said, we are going to heaven now. We are going to stand before the Father. And I started praying. When I mentioned that, all of a sudden, my wife fell into a vision. She saw the mother of that child pregnant with that child. And she was having complications, and then she went to consult somewhere. And in that consultation, that's where that thing was transferred to the child. Hey. So some people, instead of making the situation better, they make it worse. Because they don't know that you are in a war. And these things only respect the word of God. Isn't Satan the boss of all evil? Is he not the boss of all evil? The ultimate stirring of evil. Right? He went and met Jesus one-on-one. for the ultimate fight against light and darkness. Now, how did Jesus fight back? It is written. They don't respect bathing with water. Then you're wasting your time. Tell a neighbor you're wasting your time. You're wasting your time. If the boss of all the demons, if the boss of all the giants, you defeat him by it is written, why are you trying to fight everybody else by all sorts of things? That's why in this church, I always check, where's your Bible? Where's your Bible? Where's your Bible? I go to the shops. I buy Bibles for you. I bring them to this church. I sell them at the same price that I buy them at the shop. Do you see this one is written 85 rand? I sell it for 85 rand. I don't even charge you for my petrol to go buy. Why? Because I want you to open the thing, read it, and see how you can rebel against the giants in your life.
Amen.
Are you listening to what I'm saying? If you can know for yourself, one pastor, some people tried to attack him, but they tried to attack him, but you know, spiritual attacks. And as they were going to attack him, somebody in the church had a vision and saw what was going on. And they saw a demon going to the pastor's house. And a bigger demon came and said, "Hey, what are you doing? Do you want to kill us?" And took that demon and and made them run away. That must be our story. Demons must warn each other and say, "Hey, don't touch that one. He knows the word of God. She knows the word of God. They know they are right, those ones." Some years ago, I was driving my car from work, just minding my business. I was driving in the fast lane. And my mother always says to me, "Don't drive in the fast lane." So as I was there, I asked myself, "Why am I in the fast lane? I'm not in a hurry." So I decided to go to, you know, the slower ones. As I was going to the slower one, the cars in front of me hit their brakes. Now in the highway, it's fast speed there. I hit my brakes and my car said, "I'm not braking. I'm going where you said I'm going." And I said, "But I'm hitting my brakes." And the car said, "I'm moving forward." And so I realized that, yo, I'm going to hit the car in front of me. So I tried to turn my steering wheel and say, "I'm going. Can you see I'm going straight? Hey." And eventually it decided to go left. But I didn't notice, as I was going left, an 18-wheeler truck was coming and it hit me. I thought I was dead. I thought I was finished. Have you ever been in an accident 18-wheeler? To my shock, when that truck hit me, I rather gained control of my car. When the truck passed, I stopped, I parked my car, I went outside, I sat down. I said, "Jesus, hey, what just happened here?" 18-wheeler truck. Not a taxi, 18-wheeler, the real one. That happened on a Wednesday. The Monday, I was sleeping in my bed and I saw my door opening and somebody walked in my room and sat down on the floor and said to me, "They want to kill you." When he said that, I started seeing myself here in Nelmapias and I saw two women arguing. And they were saying, "Utkawangutuban." I said, "I don't even know these women. Who does he think he is? I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill him." And they were really angry. When I came out of that thing, my wife was asleep. I said, "Sister, they want to kill me." And I realized that this lady hasn't seen what I woke up. I rekapa kapola pala topelata porabashat kota karaba. And then the Wednesday, the 18-wheeler truck. Afterwards, we said, no, 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 no. You can't try and kill me and you go away scot-free. We open fire. Lord, let them die. And as we were praying, the Lord said to us, I'm not going to kill them, but I'm going to knock them with poverty. They are going to be poor. I said, okay, good shot. You can't just touch me and then you're eating ice cream. Amen. Nonsense. You see, many people don't know how to rebel. Amen. They don't know. Tell a neighbor, from now on, I'm rebelling. So when you notice a pattern that is in all your family members, there's a giant. And you must start rebelling. It's not going to happen here. There's another man of God. His father had 46 children. Yeah, you heard me right. 46. 46. And I think he was number 43. So this father had, you know, multiple wives. And from his mother, that father had 6 children and had a number of children from all the other wives. Do you know, all 46 of them, they all divorce. 46. Everyone divorce. Marries, divorce, marries, divorce. Everyone in his family have divorced at least 2 or 3 times. There's a giant in the family. So one day, the Lord said to him, I want you to go to your father's side of the family. There was some event there. When he went there, God said, before you go, I want you to fast for 3 days and 3 nights. So he fasted 3 days, 3 nights. Then he went. When he got there, he saw a dragon. And the Lord said, that is the thing that's causing everyone here to divorce. And God said, deal with it. It's a giant. Tell your neighbor, minus me. Minus me. No, say it with some faith. Minus me. Yeah. My Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee from me. He will flee. Am I talking to somebody? Number, what number are we on? Number 3. Not being able to reach your full potential. There's a giant there. If you cannot reach your full potential. When you get home, please read Mark chapter 5, the whole chapter. Mark chapter 5. So in Mark chapter 5, Jesus comes to this town or this place called the Gadarenes. Someone say the Gadarenes. So when he got there, the Bible says he was met by a madman. And this was no ordinary madman. This is a madman who was living in the tombs. And the Bible says he would cut himself every day and be crying. Very mad, not a small mad, serious mad. This man who was mad when he saw Jesus, he ran to the Lord Jesus Christ. And to cut the long story short, that man had 6,000 demons in him. How many?
6,000.
Neighbor say, how many? Okay, no, don't ask your neighbor, please. Don't ask. Six thousand in one man. You can't be sane if there's 6,000 demons in you. You can't be normal. Amen. To cut the long story short, demon cast out those 6,000 demons. And as this man was now trying to follow Jesus to say, hey, this guy can cast out, my life is back to normal, I'm following this guy. Jesus said, stay here and go tell your family members, your friends, what God has done for you. Do you know that that guy went and evangelized and he won 10 cities? Not 10 people, not 10 families, 10 cities to God. So this guy had a great future. He had a great destiny. But something was holding his potential. Something was holding him. And some of us sitting here, you know that you know that you know that you know that there is something about my life that is great. I'm supposed to do something big. You know that you know that you know. But no matter how much you try, you cannot reach that full potential. You must resist. Something is fighting. You know that you know, that you know, that you know. Even when you are young, when you meet people that you don't even know, they say, hey, this boy, he looks like he's going to be big one day. They can just see it from you. Even your family members, they say, hey, this guy, there's something about, but when you see your life, you are not attaining your full potential. The years are passing by, but you just can't reach there. But you know in the depths of your heart that you are supposed to be great. There's a great destiny in your life, but something is pulling you back. There's a giant that is fighting. And you must resist. 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 You must fight so that you will attain that glory that God has for you. You must reach the heights that God has for you. You must. You must. You must. One day I want to look at you, my church members. And when I'm going to visit you in your houses, I must say, my God, look what God has done. Some of you, when I turn on my TV, I must see you on the TV. You actually have that greatness in you. Some of you, you think that you are a business person. You don't know what God has planned for you. You're supposed to have businesses all over the world. Not in mafias, all over the world. That's your destiny. And you know that you know in your heart that, man, there is something that is in me that I'm supposed to be great. Is there anyone who has such a feeling that you know that, yeah? And if you can, if you're realizing that no matter what I do, I'm not attaining it, there's a giant that you must kill first. Don't miss tomorrow morning. I'll be teaching you how to deal with these giants. I'm busy fighting my own. I'm also fighting them. With each level that you want to go, there's a giant that you must take down. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you want to go where God once has prepared for you?
Amen.
Yeah. Resist. Fight. Be angry. Don't accept the mediocre. Don't accept breadcrumbs. Go for everything. Everything that God has for you. Everything. I don't know who I was telling, but I was saying to somebody that my biggest fear is to die before achieving everything that God has for me. It's not death that I'm afraid of. Death is, is part of life. But if I die and I haven't achieved some of the things that I know that God wants me to achieve, then I allow the devil to win. I must fight. 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 Until the giants start falling one by one. One by one. They will go down for me. One by one. They will go down for me. One by one. They will go down for me. One by one. They will go down for me. Have you ever, has someone actually tried to kill you before? With a truck. With a truck. With a truck. They made a mistake. They should have succeeded. They didn't succeed. Now I will become what my God has destined me to become. I'm breaking through.
Amen.
You also must become.
Amen.
You also must break through.
Yes.
Am I talking to somebody?
Yes.
I don't know. I'm not feeling certain faith here. Am I talking to somebody?
Yes.
Is somebody ready to war against the enemy?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't. Because you see, Mom Ruth, it's not just about you and me. It's about the children. If we don't defeat these things, our children has to fight the same thing. So we have to fight. We have to fight. We have to fight. And remember, please don't forget, these giants only respect the word of God. Only, only. That's why I'm taking my time. I'm writing scriptures, battle scriptures. I'm writing, and every time I bump into one, there's a list that I have now. When I'm praying, I open them and I start quoting them. Because I'm sick and tired of these giants fooling around with my life. Ask your neighbor, are you still here? What are they saying? Number? It's getting too dark. I think I must jump some of them. Hey. Come to Acts chapter 8, verse 9 to 11. Acts chapter 8, verse 9 to 11. Quickly, quickly. Acts chapter 8, verse 9 to verse 11. Are you there? But there was a certain man called Simon, which was before time in the same city. He used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one, to whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, "This man is the great power of God." Remember, the Bible says he uses sorcery. And the Bible says the people are saying, "This man is the great power of God." And to him they had regard, because that of a long time, someone say long time, he had bewitched them with sorceries. Hey. So number four, are we on four? Sometimes the giant lives in your house. Sometimes the giant lives in your community. Sometimes the giant is a physical person. Are you listening to me? This Simon that we are reading about here, he wasn't a spirit. He wasn't a demon. He was a real human being. And the Bible says he bewitched the whole city. To the point that the people thought that he was some great anointing from God. But he was a witch. Mtaga tumloi. But the whole city thought he was some great thing. Sometimes in your family, your mother's side, your father's side, there's a giant like this guy. I've prayed for a number of people, and the stories that I hear sometimes break my heart. One time we were having a Holy Ghost service, and one of the ladies came there that I pray for them to receive tongues, to be able to speak in tongues. When I laid my hands on her, demons started manifesting. To cut the long story short, this lady was married. But even though she was married, at all times she had seven boyfriends. Married plus seven boyfriends. praying for her, and after I found out what was going on in her life, her mother's sister, her children were not getting married. And she was angry that her sister's children are getting married. You see, sorcery is a person who deals with spirits. Is able to send spirits to torment people. So this, her aunt was angry that she got married and her children are not married. And she was a giant in the family, an evil giant. And she sent the things, and that's why that lady had that problem. In the morning, I told you of that young girl who was seeing snakes in the classroom. That young girl also told me that sometimes she would write the paper, right? Write it and finish the exam. When she hands it over, it disappears. The lecturers cannot find the papers. Just when I prayed for her and I cast out the demons, I found out that it was the grandmother who was angry that her life is starting to go the right way. Sometimes the giant is someone you never thought is the giant. That's why you must be very close to God. Because when you are close to God, the Bible says there is no enchantment against Jacob. There is no divination against Israel. They can't bewitch you. They can try. They can even travel for bones. They cannot. It will not work against you. Can I hear some proper amens? Hallelujah. So sometimes we are not even fighting some strong man, some demon, some principality. We are fighting someone we see every day smiling. Hello, Wanaka. Wetu wanaka urata wena. When they turn their backs, they are dealing with you. From today, any such person, the Bible says, suffer not a witch to live. They must die. In the name of Jesus Christ, I go into your family. I go to your mother's side. I go to your father's side. Any such sorcerer, this week, they must go. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare your life is a no-go zone from today. Your life is a no-go zone from today. Your life is a no-go zone from today. I release the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of sprinkling. By that blood, nobody can take your life anymore. In Jesus' name. Amen. Someone say, the giants must fall. I can't hear you say, the giants must fall. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. Suffer not a witch to die. They must die. They cannot live. They are evil. They are wicked. Wicked. Hey. Remember the story I told you about a pastor who was in a car accident and something picked him up and put him? When he looked, he saw a woman. The woman was the aunt, laughing. Because this guy had recently gotten born again. And he was going to a Christian church. And the aunt said, don't go to that church. There are many other churches. Go to another church. And the guy said, I want that one. And the aunt became angry and said, I'll show you something. As they were going to the funeral, because he said afterwards, some years later, he went to his aunt and said, auntie, tell me something. When I went to the funeral, I left you home. But when that accident happened, I looked and I saw you there laughing. What were you doing there? And the aunt said, no, I was around. He said, it's not possible. From where I left you to where that thing happened, it's impossible for you to have been gotten there. and the unkept quiet. They must die. When God said, suffer not a wish to live, he was not joking. He knows they are wicked, these things. Some of them are murdering everyone in the family. They are killing everyone in the family. One by one, family members are dying. Murderers. May God visit them tonight. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I proclaim your freedom. I proclaim your liberty. From today forward ever and backward never. From today you never get stuck in one place. You are moving forward. The giants are dying in the name of Jesus. Your amens are not blessing me. Somebody stand on your feet and say amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. You see, sometimes when you deal with these things, it's scary. But you see, the Bible says perfect love casted out fear. Amen. When you're in the glory of God, you can't fear. Amen. And besides, I would rather fight these things than remain being afraid and not fighting them, because they are oppressing my life. Let's rather have it this time. I'm sick and tired of all these giants playing around. Let's rather fight. But I have the confidence of the word of God. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Hey, whatsoever is born of God has overcome the world. I have the word. The Bible says, and lo, I will be with you always. In other words, you will never be alone in this life. I'm with you. That's what my God says in his word. So I take that confidence. This time, I resist. Tell your neighbor, this time, say neighbor, from today, you are looking at a new person. My life will never be the same again. In Jesus' name. Put your hands together for the Lord.
Thank you for listening to the powerful word of God. We hope you are blessed by this message. For more inquiries, go to healingfireministries.org or email us at info@healingfireministries.com or call at 072-591-2858. God bless you.